President Bush has pledged a crusade against the terrorists who attacked the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, but he warned the fight could be long and hard. The president also said there's no question Osama bin Laden is the prime suspect. Jessica Stern lectures on terrorism at Harvard University. She spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.
Is it correct to describe this group of fundamentalist Islamicists who have vowed the destruction of the United States, among other goals? Is it correct to call this a network?
Well, it's partly a network of groups that bin Laden either funds or inspires. But I think it's also a broader movement. What I fear is that we could make this movement broader if we act in haste and not carefully. This may be the downside of a war against terrorism.
Ms. Stern, how is it that all these groups stay in touch with each other? How much do they work in concert, and how do they know what to do?
They don't necessarily work in concert, but they are very much in touch with each other. Many of them are extremely active on the Internet. They have very elaborate websites that they use for recruitment and also for fundraising. They're very sophisticated about communication.
Let me ask you about the figure of Osama bin Laden himself. As we speak, there's a delegation of Pakistani officials in Afghanistan demanding that bin Laden be handed over, or else, presumably, there's going to be action against Afghanistan. If Osama bin Laden were handed over to world authorities, how pivotal a figure is he to this movement that you described?
He himself has said that if the United States kills him, hundreds more Osamas will take his place. I think the most important thing we can do if we get bin Laden is try him in U.S. courts. And we absolutely should not execute him. We need to make clear that there's nothing romantic about this kind of terrorism. The goal has to be prevention, not revenge, and we can do more to prevent these kind of attacks by trying him in court and letting him sit in prison.
The vast majority of Muslims in this world are not terrorists, are not prepared to take up arms against the United States or throw bombs or blow up airplanes or buildings. How are they watching what happens?
I think this is a gross violation of every religion. It is a grotesque travesty of Islam. Killing non-combatants is strictly forbidden in the Islamic just war tradition. It's clear that most Muslims are horrified, and Americans really need to remember that our country was built on the notion of religious tolerance. And remember, very few are sympathetic. It's a very small group that live in tiny pockets of extreme rage and pain.
Jessica Stern, author of The Ultimate Terrorist, she spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.